and welcome to our program. Today we're going to be looking at the fact that all the earth turned to worship the beast. That's unbelievable, but it happens. We'll see that as we look at it today in our program. Stay tuned. From Revelation chapter 13, verse number 8, it says, "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." Before we look at that, listen to this message and song, "Trust and Obey," for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a not a sign or a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He are for them who will trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Reading again in Revelation 13, verse number 8, "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship Him," that is the beast, "whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." Now stop and think about the tremendous influence that this false prophet will have. There are 2.1 billion people who call themselves Christians in this world, and anything, you know, that's not part of, say, Muslims or Hindus or Buddhists or whatever else they consider Christians. The Catholic organization represents one half of what we call Christendom. So there's 2.1 billion professing Christians. There's 1.3 billion Muslims. There's nearly a billion Hindus. There's 376 million Buddhists. There's 334 million Chinese traditionalists, and another 300 million primal indigenous, and 100 million African traditionalists, 23 million Sikhs, 15 million spiritualists, 7 million who call themselves Baha'i, and 16 million more with other names that most of us haven't heard about, plus millions of New Agers and new neo-pagans and Wiccans or witches and humanists who worship themselves and or various gods and goddesses in the world today. Can you think about the tremendous influence that this prophet, this false prophet, will have over the world? He'd get all of those people to change their religion and come in under a one-world religion. Well, as we said in our last program, everything that we have is given to us. How could he have this influence? Well, the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 2:11, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Actually, in the Greek, that word ally is really the lie, and it's referring to the Antichrist, this false prophet. It says God will send strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Now, we're living in an age today, and there will be then, that we can make our choices, but we cannot determine the consequences. You can choose to do anything you want. You can get in your car and drive through town at 90 miles an hour if you want to. You can do that. You're free to make that choice. But you're not free to determine the circumstances of that choice. You can determine to go out and rob a bank today. You can do that. You have free will. You can make that choice. But you do not have the opportunity to determine the consequences of your choices. And so this world has rejected the gospel and mocked the things of God for 2,000 years. Jesus Christ has been nothing more than a swear word by most of the people in the world. The entertainment industry ridicule the things of God. The world laughs right along with them, and unfortunately many people who call themselves Christians do the same. We have many blasphemous Christ-denying books and plays that are out there. The social world rejects God. The political world rejects God. And the religious world is rejecting God today. They're dumping him out. Behold, he says, I stand at the door and knock. He can't even get into his own local churches these days. Well, we've been choosing, but we're going to face the consequences now. In Revelation 13 and verse 8, we see another choice. It says, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Now, all the world will worship the beast. When Jesus was here, he did gracious things. He raised the dead, healed their sick. And they looked at him and said, we'll not have this man reign over us. And they crucified him. Then we have this beast that comes on the scene, this false antichrist, this false prophet, referred to as a beast. And the world says, oh yeah, we'll take him. Thank you very much. We will worship him. Well, we go down through this portion of scripture. It talks about those that are written in the Lamb's book of life, and only those written in the Lamb's book of life will not worship the Antichrist. The true believers during the tribulation will not submit to him and will be put to death for it. The book of life is mentioned 8 times in the scriptures, and 7 of those 8 times is found in the book of Revelation. Revelation 3:5, Revelation 13:8, Revelation 17:8, Revelation 20 and verse 12, Revelation 20 and 15, verse 20, Revelation chapter 21, Revelation 22 and 19, and then finally Philippians 4:3, Paul said that I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with commend also with other my fellow laborers whose names are written in the book of life. Well, we won't take time in this broadcast today to go through all those verses and give them to you so you can study them for yourself, the book of life. Then as we get into Revelation chapter 12 and 13, we see the dragon, which is anti-God, the beast, which is anti-Christ, and the false prophet, which is anti-Holy Spirit. The dragon is mentioned in Revelation 12, 7 through 17. The beast is mentioned in Revelation 13, 1 through 10. And the false prophet is focused on in Revelation 13, 11 through 17. And so we have here the satanic trinity. The devil just takes and counterfeits everything that the Lord has done. We have three trinities in the Bible. The Bible talks about us as human beings being a trinity. Let us make man in our image. We have God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's the first image. Then we have us as human beings. We're a body, soul, and spirit. And then we have the satanic trinity, the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. We'll look at that in upcoming messages. Be sure and tune in for those programs. Well, we're living in perilous times in this day and age in which we are living, and I hope you can sing along with this message and song that says, it is well with my soul.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. Oh, Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. This glorious thought, my sin not in part but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Clouds be rolled back as a scroll,
the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul.